Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Samaches and Masechta Sabai Dezara. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the Machlekes regarding Nais and Tam Lavgam. If an Isser, a forbidden food, was mixed with a Heter, a permitted food, and the Isser spoils the taste of the Heter food, whether the mixture is permitted. The discussion whether the Machlekes applies to Hishbiach L'Besev Pogam. If the Isser first enhanced the taste of the Heter, and afterward the Isser spoiled the taste, or only to Pogam Mi'ikara, the Isser immediately spoiled the taste of the Heter. The Mishnah Masechtas Arla regarding Sa'ar Shal Truma B'Shalchun Shanafel L'Teicha Isa Bezeked Elahachmetz U'Bezeked Elahachmetz V'Chimtzu. If a piece of Truma yeast and a piece of Chulin yeast fell into a dough, and each piece on its own was able to make the dough into chametz, in which the excess Sa'ar causes the dough to become pogum. And the difference whether it was Bavas Achas, the two pieces fell into the dough simultaneously, or Nafel Shal Truma Tchila, first the Truma fell in and after the Chulin fell into the dough, or nafash al chulin tchila, first the chulin fell in, and after the truma fell into the dough. The incident of achbara b'shichra, a mouse fell into a barrel of beer, and the taste became spoiled, and Rav ruled that the beer is forbidden. And the two approaches that Rav's ruling concurs even with the opinion of neisin tam lafgam mutter. The distinction between achbara b'chala, if the mouse fell into vinegar that has an extremely strong taste, and achbara b'shichra, if the mouse fell into beer that has a weak taste.